This recording, Bangladesh 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price. Hello, I am Amin Rahman, 77 years old. I am from Bangladesh. But fortunately, I was not always this old. I was once young. And I will talk about my young days, when I first went to a school near my house, which was called Bidya Mandir. Bidya means education and Mandir means temple. So it means temple of education. Well, it was not very far from my place, about 10 minutes walk. And we enjoyed going there all together from our neighborhood early in the morning. But sometimes, as you know, Bangladesh, we have heavy rains, and the path to the school used to get submerged underwater. And that is when it was a little difficult, but we still enjoyed. We did not wear shoes then, so it was easy. We just waded across the water and went to school. And the place where we lived and in fact we still live there, is called Shegun Bagicha. It is about 1 mile from the city zero point. And over there we had lovely neighborhood children with whom we played and sang and did lots of things together, like picking up flowers early in the morning. And we also sang and danced all together, because singing is enjoyed by all Bangladeshis, folk songs and songs by famous poets, as well as modern songs. So we had a very good upbringing. By the way, before we say anything more, I would like to tell you all that Bengali, the language Bengali, is a very sweet language. In fact, it was voted the sweetest language by UNESCO for the last 2 years. So I'll give you a small sample of Bengali speech. Amar naam Amin Rahman. Ami ekhon Bangla bolchi. Bangla bhasha khub mishti bhasha.